Hello, everyone. Howdy, howdy, howdy. It is Coach MJ. So excited to be here. And fun fact, I drank full caffeinated coffee. So I am large and in charge and in very rare form. I feel like I am about to bounce out of my seat, just so we're clear. Yeah. So I'm like all the things. So oh, Lori's on the elliptical. You know, I do love an elliptical. I have an elliptical, but now I'm doing the orange theory. Lori, not for this coffee. I drink half-calf for a reason, because apparently when I turned 45-ish, caffeine and I don't go well together. We're not friends. We're not besties. We are not besties. All right. So I'm going to take a few deep cleansing breaths so we can talk about discovery worksheets. So what is this call? Couple things about this call. I am not going to coach on this call. It is an hour long. We are going to talk all about discovery worksheets. I am going to use technology and try to share a discovery worksheet that I filled out on my own, share it with y'all so y'all can see everything. And at the end, because one time I did this call and I pulled people up and we did like this round table, and like I pulled like four members up on the camera with me and we all talked about, you know, the worksheet. We're going to do that. So if you have a question about a discovery worksheet, if you want to know, like I have a question about it, I want to discuss it, I'm wanting to know if I see some patterns, we're all going to get, well, like four of y'all will get up at the end and we can talk about that. So if you think that that is something that you want to do and be a part of, you know, at the end, we're going to do that. But first we're going to talk about discovery worksheets. Before I start though, who got the email and saw that Kara is our new coach? Who is excited? Me. I am very excited. I love a good announcement. So if you do not know Kara, oh, it's awesome. She is the mentor, in our 35 and under group. She is very active in the LGBTQ community. And I, for one, love her very, very much. I love her with all of my heart. She is like, her and Coach Kim and I are like very similar in like our excitement. And so, yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to see her in person. I've already met her in person at other camps. And so we love her. We are very excited to have her on board. And I'm going to tell you what, y'all, she has hit the ground running. She has already been in the Facebook group. She has already been in Ask Coaches. So if y'all see her out and about in the membership, give her some love because she is amazing. So if you are chatting, make sure that you are using all panelists and attendees so that everybody can see what you're saying. If you have a question that you want me to answer, populate it in the Q&A, because I'll probably get to the chat. Y'all know, I always say that I'm not going to get to the chat, and then I always look at the chat because I'm nosy like that. I want to know what you're talking about. So discovery worksheets. What are they? Why are they important? When do you use them? All the things. Discovery worksheet. So discovery worksheets, you can find them in a couple of places. One is in the back of your 60-day planner. So we know that it is there. It is also on the website. You can find it with all of your worksheets. It's separated out so that you can just pull it up from there if you want to. If you run out of discovery worksheets in your planner, you can just print some out if you would like. When do you do them? You do them if you overeat, so you eat past enough, or you eat and you weren't hungry, so you eat before you're actually hungry. And they also do it if you ate off plan. So if you, you know, ate a pizza and you had planned a salad, you would fill one out for that. So any off plan or any overeat would be when you would do one. So that is when they're needed. Corinne has said so many times, if you don't want to lose weight, don't fill out a discovery worksheet. It's as simple as that. I'm going to tell you, it was a game changer for me. I did not embrace them at first. I was like, no, it's a no. I thought they were punishment. I thought that it was me using it to beat myself up. I thought that I would not learn anything from them. I thought that they were useless. Those are just my thoughts about them. But when I got over myself and realized that the only way I was ever going to stop overeating or eating off plan was when I started to notice patterns, I was like, okay, I'm willing to try. I doubt it, but I do it, as Coach Betsy says. So I was like, I'm all in. I'll try it. Then I started to see my patterns, and I realized that there was really only, like, at the root of everything, there was really only a few reasons that I overate or ate off plan. Okay. There were only a few reasons. And so it helped me to stop doing them, to be more aware of them, to plan different things to do during that time so that I could be a little bit more mindful. Like me, and I'm going to share a discovery worksheet that I did this morning because I did overeat last night about some crumble cookies. And if y'all don't have crumble cookies in your area, don't go. They're straight from, I don't know. It's like, I don't know. They're the best things ever. And so, and I was tired. That's always one of my triggers when I'm tired. I know that I tend to overeat or eat off plan when I'm tired. I was last night. And so I overate the crumble cookies. And you'll see all of the reasons why I ate them last night whenever I start to share my discovery worksheet. So that is what we're going to talk about, discovery worksheets. So Lori has asked a question. What if your off-plan eat was an upgrade to what you had planned? Is that disco worthy? I love that y'all call them disco sheets. Or just an upgrade and move on. This is what I do, Lori. This is what I do if it's an upgrade. I will not check on my habit tracker that I ate on plan, because it is an off-plan eat. So if you planned a burger and some onion rings and you chose a salad instead, that's an upgrade. Okay. That is like a level up. It's amazing. You wouldn't do a discovery worksheet for that. I do put in my thing like an off-plan eat, because I'm going to let you in on a secret. I want data. That's what I want. I want to know exactly what's going on during the month for me. I know that if I make a little note in my habit tracker, if I didn't follow my plan because I really leveled it up, okay? Then I go back at the end of the month and I'm like, I ate off plan like 10 times. I ate off plan and 7 of them were level ups. I'm going to take my percentage and celebrate the shit out of it and be like, thank God. Like, look at me leveling up. So weight loss, you don't lose weight because of a check on a habit tracker. You lose weight because of your habits and what you're doing and how you're showing up for yourself. So, and we have members that check it off as an on plan. I like to like not check it off and give myself credit that like, hell no, I wasn't on plan because I'm a badass. That's why I was not on plan, because I leveled my shit up. Like that's for me, that's what I want. But remember, your discovery worksheets, your habit tracker, all of those things, you want to use those to get the best possible data that you can get so that you can lose your weight. Like that's what's most important. Okay. So whatever you need to do in order to get the most out of your data so that you can lose your weight, that's how you want to work it out. So yes, Leslie, anyone can post a question in the Q&A. Anyone. Mary, how do you handle the attitude of, meh, I'll just fill out a discovery worksheet, then fill it out? I mean, eventually, when you fill out so many, you'll be like, do I really want to fill out a discovery worksheet for this? When it is truly a non-negotiable. And then the other thing, when you journal, why does it not bother me to fill out a discovery worksheet? Like, what do I make it mean? Like, why am I not more accountable to myself? Why is it not important for me to keep promises to myself? Why am I not making it a priority to eat on plan when I just want to not eat on plan? Or why am I not making it a priority to not overeat? Because that's really what you're doing when you decide, like, oh, well, you know, oh, well, it'll be fine. Like, why is it okay? Because really what you're doing is breaking a promise to yourself. Why is that okay for me? Why is that not a big deal to me? Why am I making it not a big deal? Valerie, let me see. What is the definition of swap? I'm sometimes having to change it up because I don't have the food I planned, or usually try to eat something equivalent. Is that off plan? It is off plan. If you didn't write it down, it is off plan. Like for me though, like I've told this story 1,000 times. We make these Brussels sprouts. I will tell you the recipe for the Brussels sprouts. You third the Brussels sprouts, the fresh Brussels sprouts, you cut them into thirds. You toss them in olive oil and stick them in the air fryer till they're just about like you like them. In the meantime, while they're cooking, you mix honey and sriracha. And you put as much honey if you want them really sweet. You put more honey, but I just keep tasting it to see, like, is it the right spiciness, or, you know, is it too sweet? Is it too spicy? If it's too spicy, add a little bit more honey. If it's too sweet, add a little bit more sriracha. When it's done, you take them out and you toss the Brussels sprouts in that beautiful mixture, and you stick it back in the air fryer for like 5 minutes, and it coats the, it's just fabulous. Well, sometimes my family, I will plan them because I'm looking forward to them, and my family has absconded with them. My husband will have taken them to work, and I didn't know it. I didn't know it, right? Like, what the hell? Mike Sharifi took as absconded with my Brussels sprouts, just taking them away. Nobody asked. It was my Brussels sprouts. So if I have roasted broccoli or whatever else, I'll swap it out and I won't even make a note of it. My vegetable was not there. I'm just swapping it for another vegetable, and I'm good with that. It's again, goes back to, what am I going to give myself a check or not a check for, so that I can keep the very best data so that I can lose my weight? Okay. That's what you have to ask yourself. Typically, if I like completely swap my dinner, I'll put that I wasn't on plan. A lot of people do if they feel like it's an equal swap. I just like to keep my data one way, and other people like to keep it another. There is no wrong way. It's whatever way helps you lose your weight. How do I realize why? I can say what time, where, but the important why gets me stuck. I will show you in just a minute. Kristen, did you find yourself writing about more than one event each day at any point? I feel like I can write about multiple events each day that I want to remember as data that can go on a discovery worksheet. Yes, I have done more than one in a day. I have. It has been a thing. I have done that many a day. Somebody said they're talking about marking their food so that people don't abscond with it, because it has happened. Yeah, they are great for data. Tamara asked, do you do the discovery worksheet right then and there or later? I had my own rule, and it still is kind of my rule, within 12 hours. So like last night, I ate before I went to bed. I ate off plan. It wasn't off plan. It was an overeat. And I did write about it this morning. So I will do that. I try to do it as close to the time as I can. So like if I, if I happen to be up, I'll do it. But mine was always like within 12 hours. So all righty. Let's see if I can figure out how to do this. I don't see the share screen. Hold on. I may not be able to share my screen. No. Let me see. Dad blame it. You know, I don't know. I can't see how to, it does not give me the option to share my screen, which I don't know why. I thought it did, but it does not. So we'll just have to discuss it. We'll just have to discuss my discovery worksheet. Oh, wait a minute. It does not give me the option to share a screen. That's so weird. That's so weird. Okay. More. It's not letting me share the screen. Okay. All right. So we'll discuss it. We shall discuss. Oh, I found it. It's right here and it's lit up in green. God bless America. Y'all know it takes me a minute. I'm so glad y'all love me. That's all I know about myself. All right. Let's see if this works. Let's all see if this works. Everybody hold your... It's magnificent. Oh my God. Y'all know I get so excited when things work out. So here's my discovery worksheet from last night. And this amazes me every time something technologically works for me. Like every time I'm like, it's like the heavens have opened up, right? Like I'm the first person ever to do this in life. And I did put an E on crumble cookie, but y'all know it's just C-R-U-M-B-L. So discovery worksheet, notice it's yesterday's date because it was yesterday. Do this worksheet for off-plan eats and overeats. Remember, by doing this worksheet, you are agreeing the shame train is over. Over. We're working on learning and finding solutions, which is so very true. This is what I ate. 1/4 of a crumble cookie. So if you don't know about the crumble cookies, they're big as my head. And so when they come in my house, I cut them into fourths. So we get 4 crumble cookies when we go. And then I cut them into fours when they come in my house. This is where I ate. I was standing at the kitchen counter. That's what I was doing. I was standing there. It was 9 o'clock, 9:45 last night. That is when I ate. The reasons I ate, I was tired. I thought someone might eat my favorite. Like I was like in my, I was like, well, the, cause there was a, this week they actually have a key lime, which is one of my favorites. And I thought I'm going to wake up in the morning and that shit's going to be gone. And then I won't get any more key lime cookie. And then my daughter, third, I was worried about Mina. Mina is the youngest Sharifi. She has a stomach issue. We went to the specialist yesterday and they're changing up her whole tummy regimen and all that other kind of stuff. So I had those thoughts spinning in my head all the time. So I ate because I was telling myself it won't be here tomorrow. It won't be here tomorrow. It might be gone. That one particular cookie. They won't enjoy it like I will. I mean, like the key lime cookie needs to be enjoyed properly is what in the hell was I even thinking at 9:45? So if I eat it, I can wait up for Mina. So I was tired and she had gone to run an errand and because she had been on a clear liquid diet, her errand was to go to Taco Bell, but that was her errand. So, and I was super tired because it was 9:45 and MJ usually goes to bed at 9. And I thought I'll just wait up for, it'll help me wait up for Mina. If I eat it, I can wait up for Mina. Mike just got home. That's my husband. Mike just got home. I need the boost of sugar to stay up with him. Really though? No. Why did I even want to stay up with him? I can sleep in tomorrow. I don't need to go to bed. So here are the reasons that you ate. Now, reasons are what was actually going on. Okay. So it can be a lot of things. This is like, if you caught we have facts and then we have thoughts. These are kind of your facts. I didn't really have a lot of facts. Like yesterday, like it was on the counter would be one. This is like kind of everything that was going on. I was laying it out before me. So, you know, the reasons I ate were, it could be, it tasted good. I just, you know, there wasn't going to be any left tomorrow. Like for me, I was tired, right? And then the thoughts are there. It's very similar, the two of these. Okay. One reason I ate, my mother-in-law offered it to me. My kids made it, right? My husband brought it home. My partner offered it to me. The reasons I ate are, the donuts were just sitting in the break room. Okay. the reasons I ate, my boss was paying. Whatever was going on, right? And then I ate because I was telling myself, these are the thoughts that you have, okay? So I didn't want to hurt their feelings. They won't enjoy it like I will. I don't want it to all be gone. It'll be gone. I don't know when I'm going to get it again. They might not like me if I don't eat it. They're going to think I'm strange if I don't just eat this free cookie. Okay. This is just like, there's really no wrong way to do it. Just whatever sentences are going through your head, whatever is going on around you, just put that down. See, like the reasons I ate, I thought someone might eat my favorite. That's really, I was telling myself, but there's no wrong way here. I'm getting out of it what I need to get out of it. Here's my dashboard of everything that was going on so that I can start to see if there's any patterns going on for me. So I like what some of you are putting. It was out and it looked good. It's a good break. It tastes so good. Handsome mom. Sometimes I just don't know why. I try to think, but what the hell? I feel thoughtless. Could that be what I don't have anything to do. I don't have anything to think about. And a good question, if I wasn't eating, what would I have been thinking? What would I have been thinking? If I wasn't eating, what would I have been doing? What would I have been thinking in that moment? Yes, you can download everything. If anybody in here is in the Digital Divas, let them know. Because there's an unofficial Facebook group called the Digital Divas, and they do all of their stuff online. I do mine. I like to write mine. I'm old school. So I usually write mine on the paper, but I typed this up so I could share it. There you go, Kristen. I'm a digital diva. Let's see. I can do what I want. Don't you love that, Siobhan? I can do what I want. That's a good one. Looking back, was I blaming, justifying, or excusing? If yes, what would I like to think instead? So I was justifying and excusing, right? I was making excuses and I was justifying my eating. I could have thought the only reason you're having these thoughts is because you're tired. The only thing that will fix tired is sleep. That's a good one. The only thing that will fix tired is sleep. That's what you really need to fix tired. What patterns am I noticing? Not wanting to go to bed. I have been having trouble sleeping since the time change. Anybody else with me on this one? Three overeats, off-plan eats at bedtime this week. Huh. Pattern. Hello, pattern. I see you. Next time this pattern happens, what can I think, feel, and do differently? So what I could think is the only thing that will fix tired is sleep. What you want is good sleep. Sugar is really the last thing that will help. If anything, it's going to delay sleep because it's going to hype me up a little bit. That's no fun. I want to go to sleep. That's what I really want. So then I made a list of, I made a list of things I could do next time. One, I take magnesium at night. It's the sleep remedy that Corinne has in her favorite store. And I have sleepy time tea. So I could do that a little bit earlier so that I would be winding down, getting tired. Set a reminder on my phone 15 minutes before bed. Clear off my counter. So put the crumble cookie was in my island. Like it was like on my island, like put it over to the side so that I don't look at it every time I walk through, like just, you know, putting a little like distance between me and the crumble cookie. And then put a sticky note on the pantry that says, you're just tired. That's a good reminder. Like you're just tired. If I know that I am, if I know that I'm going to be like a jackass walking through at night when I'm tired, I'm going to stick a sticky note on there and be like, girl, you just need to go take carry ass on to bed. That's what you need to do. Carry ass on to bed. The most important thing I learned from this overeat, off plan eat is finally made the connection with sleep. I've done this. This is the fourth one I've done this week. Hello. Didn't make a connection until last night when I'm like, this is the fourth one you filled out, MJ. Maybe you need to look at something. I'm just tired. Nothing has gone wrong. Nothing's gone wrong. Like, we're all good here, right? Nothing terrible has happened. So, yeah. This is my discovery worksheet. I fill them out often. I fill them out often, sadly. And you know what I love about this? I fill them out. Every week, I fill at least a couple out. And I still lost 85 pounds. And I'm still in maintenance. And I'm still awesome. Right? I'm still awesome. And I still lost weight. And I didn't do it perfectly. And I fill them out. I fill them out. I give up my seat on a shame train. And I fill this out. But I will also tell you this too. Guess what happened? When I wrote these three things down, set a reminder on my phone 15 minutes before bed, I go to bed at 9. Guess what happened the minute I finished this discovery worksheet? Guess what happened? I set a timer on my phone, a reminder on my phone to go off at 8:45. That's what I did. It's exactly what I did. I did it right then. I don't want this information that I have overeaten to try to figure out. Right? Never waste an overeat. Never waste an off-plan eat. I don't want this shit living in my journal. I want it living in my house. When I say clear off the counters, do you want to know what happened? Guess where the crumble cookie is? It's over in the corner behind my little containers that contain my coffee and my flour and all that stuff. I'm not going to see it. I haven't seen it all morning since I moved it. And then there's a sticky note on the shelf in my pantry that says, you're just tired. Because it's not going to do me a bit of good in my journal, in my planner. It's not going to do me a bit of good sitting there. It needs to be where I can see it. I want to take it from my planner and put it in my life where it's going to do me some good. Just because I figure all this stuff out, if I don't put it somewhere like in my face so that I can see it, what good is it? It's no good for me there. So how can you, like, when you write this stuff down, or even like, look, I'm gonna go off on a tangent, y'all. When you do your weekly plan, your monthly plan, and all that kind of stuff, how can you put it in your face, in your life? Don't just leave your monthly planning page, like just sitting in here hanging out and then look at it at the end of the month and be like, well, fuck, that is what I was gonna do. Shit. I mean, you know, I remember that from the first of the month, I was going to do all these magnificent things. Like, pull it out. Bring it into your life. Don't leave it in your planner. Look, that's all the preaching I got right now. Let's see. Angela says, can you put in your habit tracker, put a check for on plan for swap or up error for level up? Angela, whatever you do, I think that's a great idea, but it's whatever helps you get the information that you need in order to lose your weight. That's what you want to do. Anonymous. So yesterday I ate many different things off plan, just one long run of eating. Should I fill out multiple disco sheets or just one? This is typically what happens. If I have like a day like that where, like, let's say that yesterday morning I was kind of grab-assing and eating a whole bunch of shit, I would probably fill one out for that time frame. Because usually it's kind of the same thing going on, but then my nighttime one would be a completely different situation. I wasn't tired yesterday morning. We hadn't even been to the doctor. I wasn't worried about Mina. Mike wasn't home. I wasn't thinking about staying up and spending time with him. It's a completely different reason that I ate if I had eaten earlier in the day. One thing I didn't put on here, y'all. You know what another thought I had? I didn't eat dinner. Eat dinner yesterday. We had sushi a little bit later in the afternoon, and I wasn't hungry. So I was like, I've been so good. I didn't eat dinner. I could certainly eat this crumble cookie, even though I'm not hungry. If I wasn't hungry, why the hell am I eating a crumble cookie? Let's see. S-U-B-O-O-H-I. Sabuhi? I hope I said that right. I leave my plan very open. Carbs, veggie, protein, as most of the time I'm not sure what I end up cooking or might use leftover. We are a big family with different ages of kids, so kind of everything is on my plan. But I do limit snacks by putting exact things or numbers, like two sweets, servings, one cookie and one chocolate, etc. Any suggestions, especially regarding discovery worksheets and learning behavior of accountability? I think you're doing exactly what you need to be doing. So right now you are committed to, planning exactly your snacks. So a level up, could be, a nice level, like if you know what you're eating for breakfast every day, because we're typically creatures of habit, right? So if you know what you're eating for breakfast, plan your breakfast. If you know what you're eating for lunch, plan your lunch. Like on Sundays, this is a great example. My husband and I food prep on Sundays. And so I have no idea what I'm going to eat on Sunday for dinner. No clue. But I do know what I'm going to have for breakfast, lunch, and a snack. I know that for certain. So I make kind of a loose plan on Sunday evening because I don't know what we're going to buy at the grocery store. I don't really know yet what we're going to food prep. We haven't had that conversation yet. And so whatever you know for sure that you're going to have, that's what you want to plan specifically. And then also I give myself choices sometimes, right? Like I give myself, like today, for example, there is a frozen pad thai meal in my freezer that I have been wanting to eat. I just haven't eaten it this week. But I also know that on Saturdays, a lot of times my daughter wants to go out to dinner. Okay. So I wrote on my plan today, frozen pad thai meal, because it's, you know, food prep is Sunday. We ain't got nothing left in this house. It's empty. It's the cupboards are bare over here at the Sharifi house. So I put frozen pad thai for dinner or out to eat, doable hunger, better and best option. So that means no good. And the good, better, best, I have eliminated good as an option for dinner. Why? Because guess what's on my plan for dessert? Crumble cookies. So I already have a good option. I don't want to go out and have a good option because I have a good option right there in my kitchen. So it's like, how specific can I get? And like today, for me, I have a couple of choices. What if you really don't know why? If you find yourself, so Hanson, this is a great question. Corinne used to have us do this. We don't do it as much. I mean, you still do it. I'm gonna tell you right now. So if you know that you typically eat when you're tired, put a notebook beside wherever you're gonna grab as your snack, whatever you're gonna do. Or if you, once you notice your pattern, then don't eat it. Don't eat it. Leave your notebook there. And for 2 or 3 minutes, write. Just write. What am I thinking right now? I can promise you, I swear to you with all of my heart, if you do not feed the urge, your thoughts will be easy to find. It just will. They'll just come right up. They'll just, all of them will come up and you'll see them all. You'll hear them, every one of them. Anonymous, where do I get the downloadable version of the discovery worksheet that I can type on it? Or is it something I have access to already? It absolutely is. So you can go under worksheets. You can go under worksheets on the website. And then what happens is you can just click on discovery worksheet. And I clicked up at the top left corner and I put save. And then I made it writable. So I wrote it from there. You have access to all of that on the website. Andrea, I'm sorry if I don't know. I have never filled out a discovery worksheet. My job is incredibly stressful and I always prioritize my patients over myself. Help this burnt out doctor find the path to enlightenment. I have been an OBS woman since 4/2020. Well, it's almost happy anniversary to you, Andrea. So, I will tell you, this discovery worksheet took me like 5 minutes to fill out. That's it. Is your health and weight loss worth 5 minutes? That's a good question. If it's not, why? Why am I not willing to do that? Why am I deciding to not make it a priority? Why do I prioritize my patients over me? Those are all good questions that you want to ask yourself to find out. And sometimes it's just do shit you don't want to do. We have that. I'm going to stop sharing this. We have that inside of no BS, how to do shit you don't want to do. And sometimes it's like, I just do it. I don't want to do it, but you know what? Can I just fill it out this one time? Like maybe when you're in the office or you're doctoring or doing whatever your stuff you're doing, you don't have time. But like if at night, if you overeat at dinner and it's still a couple of hours before you go to bed, can I just take 5 minutes and do one this time? Can I just do that? Monica, why don't you plan it if they are your favorite? It was on my plan. The crumble cookie was on my plan. I'd already eaten the crumble cookie. Then I came back and ate another quarter of a crumble cookie when I was not hungry. That is why I filled out a discovery worksheet. They were on my plan, but I overate them. Yes, and Monica, that is okay to do. If you're going to eat them, girl, just plan them. Plan what you're going to eat. That's a doable plan. And I did plan them because I knew we were taking my daughter to the doctor. I was taking my, you know, we can't but one of us go. I was taking my daughter to the doctor, and that's typically what we do. We go and get sushi, and then we go pick up crumble cookies. It's on the way home. It's not near my home, but we were going to pass the exit, so we were going to go get them. So they were on my plan, but I did overeat them, so that is why. Let's see. Oh, when you're done, can you slide your worksheet back up? I'll do that. Let me start to share again, and I'll pull my worksheet back up. There. God, I couldn't find the damn thing again. God almighty. Let's see. Share. Here, I'll pull it back up to the top for you. Lynn says, can I post my discovery worksheet on the Facebook group? I can. I sure can. Will you post your worksheet in the show notes? I don't know how to get. I'm going to see if I can figure out how to get it uploaded. I got to figure that out. If I can, if not, it'll be in the Facebook group. I'll try to figure that out, though. Let's see. I have been coached on this on Clubhouse, but still it keeps coming back on my discovery worksheets. I have been good. I could be a day or two meals or the week. And that's one of the thoughts behind. So, okay, here you go. You want to keep working on it. I mean, that's what it really boils down to. I don't know. Forgive me, because y'all know I ain't got but a few stories. I tell my discovery worksheet story again for those of you who have not heard it. So I had rotator cuff surgery. I had two complete tears. I was a physical therapist before I was a no BS coach. When I went back to work after my surgery, I was overeating when I would come home from work because my shoulder hurt. My shoulder hurt. That's what happened. My shoulder was hurting and I was overeating. When I would get home from work, I would just start eating because my shoulder hurt. It would make me feel better. It just make me feel better. I know it will. Because, you know, my mama always was like, oh, you don't feel good, have a cookie. You don't feel good, here's some ice cream, right? So that's what I always went to. Like, that was my go-to thing, right? And so I would overeat every time. So I was filling out discovery worksheets. And every time, whenever I would get to the bottom and it said, what could I tell myself instead? I wrote, next time, what can I think, feel, and do differently? I could think, and my shoulder still fucking hurts. I would eat, and then my shoulder would still hurt. And I wrote it every time, and my shoulder still fucking hurts. I bet there were 30 of those, and my shoulder still fucking hurts. 30 of them. I filled them out. I kept overeating. I would come home. I would still overeat, and my shoulder still fucking hurts. And every time. So one day, I came home, and after filling out 30 of these suckers, I came home and I opened up my drawer that we keep our snacks in because guess what? My shoulder was hurting. I'd been wiping ass and changing clothes all day long at work, dressing people and lifting them and helping them, all that stuff. Reached in there and I picked up a snack because I was going to eat because my shoulder was hurting. And I looked at that snack and I said, and your shoulder's still going to fucking hurt. And I put it back. That was a first. I mean, it's like I can remember it like it was yesterday. And after all of that time, it finally sunk in. And you know why? Because I was willing to do that every time. I didn't give up on myself. I just kept writing it down. And finally, I was like, dang, it's still going to fucking hurt. It's not going to help you. It's still going to hurt. So that's why it's important. Like if you notice your pattern keeps happening, every time you fill one out, you can go ahead and, you know, just keep writing it. Try different things. Try different things. Remind yourself. That's a good way to do it. So let me see. Cecilia, Corinne talks about sometimes putting things on your plan just because. How do you reconcile that? I don't know what you mean by that. Like I put stuff on my plan just because I want it. I think in the morning I want it, and then I get to decide later if I'm going to have it or not. Just because it's on your plan doesn't mean you have to eat it. You can put stuff on your plan and not eat it. Anonymous, now because you overate the crumble cookie, does that mean you will put it on the plan today? It is still on my plan for today. And I think I clarified because it wasn't overeat. It was on my plan yesterday. I overate it and it is still on my plan for today. Because remember, food is now food for us. We are no BS women. We are no BS women. We do not reward nor punish ourselves with food. So if I overeat yesterday, I'm not going to punish myself by not planning what I want today. Just not going to do it. I don't punish myself with food. And I also don't reward myself with food. That is the no BS way. That's what a no BS woman does. Deb, OMG, this is just what I needed. I'm so glad, Deb. Last night, my guy wanted to go out to eat. I wasn't hungry. We got to the restaurant, and because I felt bad for not wanting to eat, I said, F it, and ate everything. Any advice on what I can do? Deb, I'm going to tell you something. You felt bad for not wanting to eat. What you were probably thinking, he's going to think bad of me. He's going to feel awkward if I don't eat and he's eating, right? I will tell you, Deb, I've done this. I've gone out to eat and not eaten before, like, because I wasn't hungry. And the first few times, it feels very awkward because of the thoughts that we have about what somebody else will think. I will also tell you that it does get easier. It does get easier. And he gets to think anything he wants about it, okay? He gets to think anything he wants. So he might be like, are you sure? Like if he feels awkward about it or he feels insecure about it, it's because of what he's thinking, not because of what you're doing. Go back to that think, feel, do. So, you know, you think, you know, I'm just not hungry. I'm going to honor myself. You feel proud and then you don't eat. You engage in conversation. You drink your water, whatever it is that you're drinking. You just enjoy your night. And then he may think, this is weird. I don't know. But he'll get used to it too, just like you'll get used to it. And it's strange. It does feel strange at first. There was a couple things that felt very strange for me at first. The first time I ever went to Mexican and didn't eat chips, that was strange for me. I remember it very well. And then the first time that I went to eat dinner with people and did not eat because I just wasn't hungry, that was very strange. I think actually, the first time I did that, I ordered a dessert to go, just like, you know, I just ordered a dessert to go because I felt like weird because I didn't order something. You know, can you explain the difference between justifying and excusing? I usually say they are both, maybe because I'm doing both. It could be that you're doing both. Justification is like, it won't matter. I've been good. Like, I deserve it, whatever. And then excusing is like, they are very similar. I was thinking like, it doesn't matter. Yeah, I mean, they're very similar. It's whatever definition you think of, just go with that one. Because like I said, this is like the dashboard of information. This is what you can go back and look at and figure out exactly what is going on. So blaming, excusing, justifying, because like, let's look at Deb. So she was justifying her overeat. I don't mean to call it you out, Deb, but here's your whole story before us. So she went to dinner with her fella and ate because she, you know, wanted to feel bad or whatever. Didn't want her fella to feel bad, or she didn't want to feel bad, either one. So she was really like, she was justifying because she didn't want him to feel bad, but it's almost like an excuse too, right? Like, you know, I'm going to make this excuse for myself to eat because I don't want him to feel bad. I don't want to hurt his feelings. I don't want to feel weird, right? Like, it's okay because it's just one more. This won't happen very often. It'll be okay, right? It won't happen. We don't do this often. And I'll know next time. I won't, you know, I'll make sure I maybe skip lunch or eat a little bit less at lunch. Maybe I'll skip my snack next time. I already got my lesson. This is good. This won't happen again. Like, that's kind of the justification excuse. It is very similar. You're exactly right. Gina, how did you make the file you saved writable? I have Adobe, and so it's just on Adobe. It just opens up with Adobe. Let me see. Okay, so I will... the sleep remedy, I use, Doc Parsley sleep remedy. And I will tell y'all too, I did it a few years ago. I used it a couple of years ago when I first joined the membership. I don't think it helped me, but lately it has been helping me. I don't know if it's like, I don't know why. Like, I feel like my system or something changed. And it could also be that I have added sleepy time tea. I've added sleepy time tea. And I do take 3 a night, Doc Parsley sleep remedy. All right. So who would like to come up and like discuss? We could have girl time. And I meant, look, I would have had a cup of coffee, but that coffee done tore me slap up. Raise your hand if you want to come up and discuss what you put on your discovery worksheet. Just have a chit chat about discovery worksheets. I would love to do that. If you don't want to, that is fine. That is fine. We don't have to, but we have fun doing that. So if you want to hop up here on camera with me and we'll just have a round table girl talk kind of a thing about discovery worksheets, you go on ahead. And while I'm waiting, in case anybody does want to hop up here with me, I have big news. I love big news because, like, you know, whatever. I get so excited. I get excited about big news. I want to make sure that I know exactly where it is. If you go to the No BS website, you go to the No BS website, people, and you look at the, hold on a minute. It looks weird. At the very top, it says, check out the new planner course brought to you by the No BS coaches, y'all. We have created, y'all asked for it, we delivered a planner course. So it is already on the website. It is broken down into like weekly plan, monthly plan, daily plan, all the plans. It is broken down into discovery worksheet. Everything is amazing. We use like a planner thing that we did, and then we added to it. And so we made it into an actual course. If y'all have any questions, it's amazing because y'all have asked for it. You know, y'all have always like, and Corinne listens. We all listen when you say, hey, I need this. So yeah, I'm excited. I think that is kind of what we're in April. I think we're going back through like No BSC and planner kind of stuff. Yes. It's really good, y'all. It's really good. And so, yeah, I love that. Does nobody want to get up here and chit chat? If they don't, then we can call it a day. If you would like to call it a day, if not, raise your hand and I will call you up. Oh, we got some hands raised. We got some hands raised. Leah. Let me see. I'll get Leah up first. And then we have Tracy. Let me see if this works. I love it when stuff works. Ann and Trisha. Let's see. That's probably good. I don't want it to get crazy. All right. Ask to unmute.
I think let's get some spillers. Just House is done. It's here. We're
going to have Gorgeous House. Okay. Ann, can you hear me? I don't think she means to be. Let me see. I cannot get her. Let me see. Panelist. And I'm going to change her to an attendee because I don't think she meant to be there. Okay. Let's go back to our. Let me see. Is that you? Let me see. I wonder who that is. Trisha, is that you? It is you. Trisha, somehow we're getting like feedback from you. I can hear somebody. Let's go to attendees. Laura, Gary, and Deanna, I'm going to pull you up. This thing is jumping around like it's the jumping beans. Crazy. Deanna. There's Laura Gary. Deanna. Yeah. Oh, hey, y'all. Hey, y'all ready to talk a little bit about discovery worksheets?
Yes. Right.
Who doesn't love a discovery worksheet? Who has found value in discovery worksheets? Who on here is doing them and loving them? Okay. All right.
So much so.
Good. Oh, Deanna.
Yes. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Gosh.
I was filling one out while you were talking.
Oh, good. good. So what is the biggest aha that you have ever gotten from a discovery worksheet? Trisha.
Oh, the overnight eat.
Overnight eating.
Oh, terrible. I have the issue with the pain, just okay. I've had multiple back surgeries, so I have medication that I take overnight. So I wake up overnight and I take the medication and I'm up awake and I'm the same thing with the pain's going to be fixed by eating something.
Mm.
And it never goes away. It's just an interruption for a second.
And it still fucking hurts.
Oh, it fucking hurts, man.
Exactly right. That's all that happens. Yeah, that is a big issue.
Every time you talk about it, I relate. I always say, I hear MJ in my head. This fucking hurts. And it doesn't go away.
That doesn't matter, right?
And I write it every time. You know, I write it every time.
I'm telling you, it took me like 20 or 30 times. I mean, I had so many discovery worksheets that said that.
So I was writing in the chat, actually, and a couple of people were saying, oh, my God, what a great idea. I took blank discovery sheets, and I put them in my snack cabinet. I have them on the chip clips that we got at our camp. I have them tacked to my door in the snack cabinet, and they're hanging on those.
Yep.
So that I
Such a good idea.
My accountability group, we were like, what the hell can we do? And it was like, make blank ones and just put them in there. So like now I like stumble over them in the middle of the night.
That's a good point, because I will tell y'all that I did home health, physical therapy. I was working in a nursing home at first when I found Corinne, and then I was doing home health. And so I had them everywhere. I had them in my car. I had them next to my eating chair where I sit at night and typically eat. I had them in my pantry. I had them on my kitchen counter. I could not avoid them. They were in my face. They were everywhere. I had them everywhere.
I have them made up even with like a whiteboard now.
Yes. That's such a good idea.
Yeah. It's like I have a dry erase thing so that I can...
Great idea.
Oh, wow.
That is a good idea. So, Laura, what is your biggest aha that you ever got from a discovery worksheet?
My biggest aha, and I want to share with everyone, it's something that I started doing about a year and a half ago, is a lot of times before I'm going to overeat, I can feel or especially if it's an off plan, I can feel, I kind of do like this. It's like a little, it's anxiety. It's a little gnawing. It's a little voice. And I know it's coming that I want to do it. I'm negotiating with myself. I started doing the recovery sheet before I ate, because for me, a lot of the times when I'm eating, I'm numbing. Oh. I'm trying to numb. I'm trying to get rid of a feeling or emotion. And before I eat, it is in my face. And yes. The agreement with myself is I do the recovery sheet. I still say recovery sheet. I do the discovery sheet before this and I can, and I can still eat whatever, because I've done it. I've done the work. I'm just doing it before so that I'm much more aware of my feelings. It's not, you know, a little bit after the fact. It's not after I've numbed myself. Yeah. So what I found was that probably 8 out of 10 times I would acknowledge so much of what I truly needed that the food wasn't near as prevalent. I didn't have to have it. So I counted it as a win, and I marked that I did the sheet, but that it was a pre, that it's kind of like the pre-urge worksheet. But for me, right, and asking all the same questions that it would have been after the fact just made it more like real for me. It just made it more like it was easier to answer. It wasn't like, well, what was I thinking? Oh, I know what I'm thinking because I have not numbed myself from it.
That's a good point. That's a good point, because we had somebody on here that, like, I don't know why I'm eating. And, you know, I said, like, keep a notebook wherever you're eating. And because if you don't feed the urge, you'll hear the thoughts. That's exactly what you're doing. But you're just doing that discovery worksheet ahead of time. It's a great, great thing to do. Yeah, that's really good. What about you, Deanna?
Well, I really, truly believe in the discovery worksheets. And I told my accountability group recently that I've had weeks where I lost weight and did a discovery worksheet every single day. And I still lost weight because I caught them, like it was a small overeat. I caught them. I wrote about it. I woke up and I stopped overeating the rest of the day.
So good.
Yeah. Because
The awareness.
It helps you wake up from what you're doing when you face it, you know?
Yeah.
That's one of my big ahas. You could still lose weight and do discovery worksheets, you know, not, I wouldn't say every day for a year, but for a while.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, exactly. You're exactly right. Yeah. It's like me, I've done a few this week. I'm still okay. Like I did them all the way, 85 pounds worth. I did them all. And I'm like, still like, I'm good. Right. And that's so good. Laura brings up a good point about, like, because you said a pre-urge worksheet. So that's another good thing that NoBS has on that worksheet page. So, like, if you can fill that out when you're having an urge, or you can do like Laura does with the go ahead and start filling out the discovery worksheet. The other thing you can do is once you see those patterns, we have a planning for urges worksheet. Mm-hmm. That you can get, and it's a little more detailed about what you want to do when you have the urge. So Trisha, that might be a good one that will ask you more questions, like when you have pain or whatever, or at night when you know you get up. It's a little bit more detailed, especially if you've already noticed your pattern. It's a great one to go fill out. Yeah.
And another thing, Corinne recently said, if you see the same things over and over again, you got to go deeper. And I've been doing that, like with the I just want it. Why do I just want it?
Yeah.
Like I'm really excited to do more work with that, because I have some that repeat. Like I just want it. I don't want to stop. I already overeat. So I want to like take it deeper and figure out why.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that.
Yeah. And that they do ask you some of those questions on that planning for her just worksheet. Yeah. Like that would be a great place to start. And I bet when you fill it out, you'll see some other questions that you can journal about and ask yourself about. Cause it does go, it's like, you know, the discovery worksheet, you figure out your patterns, then you can do the planning for the urges, and then you can take off from there. Cause it's like, once you see all, it's amazing. Like what you'll uncover.
That's cool.
It is amazing.
The other thing I want to point out was Corinne did a really great, I think it was that from the last Q&A, this is like a huge revelation for me right now. She was talking about the emotional connection to food and the emotional connection to our life and what we're planning and what we're doing. And it really struck with me. And I realized that there are certain foods that I have stronger emotional connections to, but when I'm really emotionally connected to, which is like thinking of my future self and my present self and my goals and what I want to do for the day, because I've planned it out, it makes it, I mean, I still have urges, but it makes it doable. It's like, no, I'm good. Yes, I want it. Yes, it's delicious. It's not on my plan. I can have it tomorrow. And it just makes it doable. So one of the things that I want to do is, and this is my work this weekend, is I want to go back and look at every single one of my recovery sheets and see what the food was that I overate on or that I off-plan ate.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's a great idea.
And then, yeah, see if I have more of that emotional connection. And if I can be aware of it, then I can go, oh, here's what's happening here. But I couldn't do that if I did not have over 30-something. I went back and looked and counted for January and February. I'm now probably, I think, at 35 or 36 just for 2021. If I didn't have those, if I hadn't been honest with myself, if I hadn't recorded it, because my promise to myself for 2021 is removing the judgment and shame. So every single recovery sheet I've done, I now have that data that I can look back on and honestly look at to learn from. And so that's the other like really important part of these sheets is removing the shame and judgment. The only reason we don't want to do it, talking about myself, was because of the shame and the judgment that I was putting on myself either beforehand or after. Oh, no, I don't need to do it. Well, it wasn't that I didn't need to do it. It was that I didn't want to, shame show myself with it. The importance of really having that honest, accurate data to go back and look on is just invaluable to me now. And I'm really grateful for it.
Yeah. And then jumping off from that, Laura, somebody posted in the Q&A, how do you take out the shame of doing a discovery sheet? What self-talk do you have? So what do you tell yourself like to remove that shame? Trisha, tell us first, like, what do you tell yourself?
Honestly, it's not even about telling myself so much. It's about having other people tell me, because I share my discovery worksheet with my accountability group. Okay. And we discuss it and we talk about it. I actually had one night where I was like diving for the cookies.
Right.
And I had one of my accountability members, actually, she was like, don't do it. Let's get it, and literally in the middle of the night, here's me in my, pajamas getting up, taking a picture of me dumping them in the garbage can.
I love that. I love that. What about you, Deanna?
I would say that beating myself up doesn't work. So I'm just going to try to learn from it.
Yeah.
And that's what the whole point of the discovery is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it really doesn't work at all. It just makes it worse and makes you eat more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had somebody say to me the other day, it's not about the setback, it's about the get back.
I love that, Trisha. Yeah. That's a good one. That's a really good one. That's a good one. What about you, Laura? Because you're working on that this year. So what have you, what have you come up with?
Well, honestly, when I joined the tribe, one of the first things that I loved about the tribe, I joined in 2018, and I made a promise to myself of awareness that I wasn't going to think anything in my head to myself that I wouldn't say to someone else, to a tribe sister. That was my line. And sometimes, I would say stuff kind of stern and firm to myself, and I'd go, No, I would say that to a tribe sister. I would be honest. This is being honest. I'm not doing it in an ugly way. That's okay. Other times I would get ugly in my head and I'd go, no. Would you say that to someone else? Never, never. So that's been my guideline with the discovery sheet. And I got out of it. And now I'm like back into it. I'm like, no, that you wouldn't say this to other people. There's no, I wouldn't look at someone, because the big one for me was, because I'd gained some weight, gained 30 pounds. The big one for me was, you should know better. You've been in here long enough. You've lost this weight. How could you go back to it? I mean, there was all of that. And I just said, no, it's not going to happen. I would never say that to someone who had joined the same time I did. I would never say that to a tribe sister who had done the work that I had done and, gained 30 pounds. Because for me, and I think, MJ, you were the one talking about this, like when you gained the 10 pounds, like the 10 pounds that you learned from that, for me, those 30 pounds, I learned, wow, I still judge myself. I still put shame on myself. I'm not going to do that anymore. And for those 30 pounds to learn that lesson, I'll take them. Give me those 30 pounds again. I'll take them if I'm going to learn this lesson for the rest of my life.
And I want to point out to whoever wrote this in, I want us to go back to the think, feel, do cycle. So the discovery worksheet is not what is giving you the shame. It's not creating the shame. You're missing the thought. So it's what you think about it that creates that shame around it. So when you can identify, look, I got one too. No, Corinne's not the only one with an old shitty. So you have a thought that gives you shame, like, I've fucked up again. I've screwed up. I'm never going to get this. And you feel shame. It's identifying those sentences. I've been writing in my planner all the time. The only thing that stands between me and my goals are sentences in my head. And I have overcome a fuck ton more than sentences, right? Like, that's the only thing. It's just sentences. And I get to decide if they're true or they're not true. I get to decide if I'm going to sit on them and spin around and just wallow in my dirty diaper of them, or if I'm going to think something differently. But it's first you have to, like, realize it's not the discovery worksheet at all that's creating the shame. You have to figure out, what am I thinking right now that is giving me that feeling of shame? And that's how you work on it. That's how you work on those thoughts that you have. So, yeah, I just want to point that out.
I always remembered something else, and this is so different from anything that you ever hear. You have to have mistakes in order to succeed.
Mistakes. Must. M-U-S-T-A-K-E-F. Must.
Because mistakes. You learn.
Yeah. They must. Right. Better. Hell, I've been eating because my shoulder might have been in pain, or I've been tired for 45 years. So I must keep doing that so I can figure out why. So that then I can work on it, right? Like, that's what has to happen. So, yes.
So it's okay. Forward. Yeah, discovery just is you looking at it and just, like, dissecting it.
Yeah.
Figuring it out.
100%. 100%. Thank you for popping up here with
this
me.
This is awesome.
Hanging out. This is so fun. All right. I'm going to put y'all back down to panelists and then, attendees. And then thank y'all so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That was so awesome. Oh, I was about to demote myself. Y'all don't want me back as an attendee. Oh my gosh. I love doing that. Okay. I love doing that. So much fun, y'all. I love just hanging out talking with y'all. Because look, you see, like, when we do that kind of thing, I want you to see how amazing. These are members with these amazing tips and tricks. You know why? Because they've done it too. So when you think about going in that Facebook group, or you think about joining an accountability group, that is the benefit of those women. When you go in there and you post your question about, what do you put on your discovery worksheet? What do you do if you swap out your plan, whatever it is? It's like there are a wealth of information. They got your backs in there. And the one thing that I know about this membership, every single member wants you to succeed just as bad as you want to succeed. Seriously. They all want us to. It's like, pulling us all over the fence. Like, we are all being pulled over the fence by each other. And I could not be more excited about it. Like, that's what makes this awesome place. You go in there, Corinne calls it crowdsourcing. You go in that Facebook group and you're like, I don't know what to do. Somebody tell me what you do. And they'll be like, here's all the things. So, all right. I'm so excited. I had such a great time. Somebody asked, I'm going to go through right fast and tell you where all of, and I'm going to put them in the show notes where all the things are. If you go into worksheets on the page, all of those worksheets that I talked about, there's a discovery worksheet on there. There's also the planning for urges. There's also, successful urge worksheet, all that kind of stuff, pre-urge worksheet, all that stuff is on that page for you. So make sure that you are going on to that website and you find all the things, okay? So, y'all, I had fun. It was so awesome. Thank you for joining me and all of my coffee craziness today. So, y'all have a great day. Thank you for spending your Saturday morning with me, and I will see y'all later. Y'all have a great day. All right, y'all. Bye.